Blog Talk Radio.
At the count of three, I want you all to tell me the name of my DJ. 1, 2, 3.
Yo, I gotta hear that one more time, man. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, boy, for all those that didn't understand Terminator X.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this very special It Factor Radio. Going solo tonight, this is Wayne Benitez. Yes, I'm going to talk to you about the inflation situation in America, in which it's damaging working families, stressing them out, job losses and economy losses. So first and foremost, I just don't understand. People are still voting this two-party duopoly. Party system is bullshit. Capitalism. And the Democrats are worse than the reject Republicans on the far right. At the end of the day, it's a one-party situation. It's time for a third party. And the blame is on the black vote. For years now, we've been black Americans have been voting Democrat in office since Lyndon B. Johnson, and they basically used Dr. King's I Have a Dream speech and the so-called Civil Rights Bill which was watered down and whack. So they got a, it's like the media is majority of liberals right there, Democrats, rich Democrats, more than the conservative Republican news. All of them bad at the end of the day, trying to suppress us in this two-party duopoly right there with propaganda tactics. This American just is more propagandized than any other country in the world, which is so fucked up. I just want to see black folks continue to walk away from the Democrat Party for better options to try for a third party right there. There's a lot out there. You got the Green Party right there that's had a lot of options right there, which is a socialist party, social justice and everything. I just understand for 39 years they had reparations on the ballot for black folks. So I just think the 75% of black folks need to wake the fuck up. Stop voting blue. More than you support Jesus, more than you believe in Jesus Christ. It's like y'all, it's a damage to our society. It hold us back for years. Even the FBI government put a destroyed our black leaders, and majority is the Democrat system right there that killed JFK, Robert Kennedy, King, Malcolm X, John Lennon, Becca Evers, you know. Really, both are white supremacists. More black people watch more cable television than any other race. So they tune in and believing in the CNNs of the world, the MSNBCs, the Fox, ABCs, you name it. Even Sinclair Broadcasting. It's fear-mongering also. It's party's much better. And the announcement from yesterday that Dr. Cornel West is running on the People's Party third party. So it's another step in the direction right there. He's better than the two evils, the two systems right there. And the debt ceiling bill was a complete fucking joke. Fuck Biden's debt ceiling. And I had it up to him right there. And most of black America need to realize this the same guy that was born on a plantation, on a KKK plantation, and one of the original segregationists that Robert Byrd, Strom Thurmond, Eastland basically vouched for him to put him in office, got him as a U.S. Senate. And there you go right there. The man who created and written the crime bill for Bill Clinton that caused more black and browns to be incarcerated in prison, to fill up the prison system. And this is the same guy that used the N-word times, like We don't need no more nigger mayors or no big shot nigger niggas. So right on C-SPAN in 1985, you can still see this video all over social media. He even had speeches right on the front step of the Capitol in the 70s, saying that we don't, black people integrating into white schools is just like roaches. Basically call them Negro roaches. And people got to realize Obama fucked shit up. He turned himself on away from the black people. Even people that put him in office, like Minister Farrakhan, Cornel West, and so he became a coon at the end of the day right there. Once he get in office, he became a coon. He sold out to the rich right there. Citibank was in his cabinet. It caused 7.1 million people to lose their homes right there while he was in office. He bailed out the banks, not the people. And we saw that Sleepy Joe Biden fell for the fourth time as president, attending an Air Force graduation ceremony. And he's demented. And, you know, they hiding it with smoke screens and everything. He even, while he was in office, I didn't feel it the first year, but that second year, it sunk majority of my stocks. My savings got fucked up. Many millions of American savings ate up their savings. Maxed out their credit cards. This what the people voted for, because they follow in Bernie Sanders is now a sellout. Believe him that they were going to turn Biden into a progressive. Not going to happen. Biden been a capitalist, conservative figure for 50 motherfucking years. Basically, voted for him, got fucked up in the ass. They may, most of it failing it, but the ones that's making over $90K a year, most of them are the ones basically believed in this Democratic bullshit system and wishes need to end right there. And he went after every top activist, black activist, even a socialist, the African Socialist Party. Now their main members are being faced to go to court right there by the FBI, Biden's administration. And it's just bullshit what we're seeing right now. The worst deficit in 45 years. Biden is the worst president since Woodrow Wilson. And yes, it been, they don't want to tell you it been three third-party presidents. Come on, Abraham Lincoln started out in the Republican Party, in which they created a third party. It used to be a third party. Even the Hague Party was got an elected president into the White House. Just don't believe in the Uncle Sam bullshit from public schools, in which they watered down our history in. The best way for people locally is to organize. Get some mutual funds going right there. Organize. Start doing grassroots right there. Get involved. Hey, start a black independent party, or if you want to select Green Party, Forward Party, People's Party, or any others. Even or liberation, like anything that will end the two-party system right there. Time. Why choose the Democrats to drown? You want to drown, or Republicans, you want to be on fire? How about choosing a third party for survival protection that even have retirement plans for all, pension for all, that's trying to fight for that, Medicare for all, universal health, and wishes universal health care. Also ending this Citizens United right there. We just gotta, people gotta fight, research, be on code. Even you have to go on YouTube, even though Google is run majority from the Democrats in government right there that's trying to demonetize free speech and the real truth right there. They spitting out there on YouTube. They've been banning independent news right there, in which it's picking up bigger ratings over the mainstream cable TV. They are sinking real bad. Yes, we about almost close to 80% of Americans can't afford a $1,000 emergency, or half Americans can't afford a $500 emergency in the richest country in the world. I was about to say company, but fuck it. They portrayed it that way. So United States of Corporations, that's what it's been for the last, since Reagan got in. And Clinton took it off, and Obama, they took away majority of these unions, workers' unions. And why is America is homeless? Why we got the biggest homeless population in the world? And America, just time to put your middle fingers in the air and say, fuck this government. Stand up. Join these third parties. Put up a good fight. If it had to take bloodshed, guts, spewing, we can do this shit. You know, the Democrat Party have those weapons right there. They put away their corporate media right there. Time to break that right there cycle of the rich right there. They represent the rich. And, of course, it's going to be corporate. They're going to continue funding the police. They're not going to never defund it. Only third parties can do that. It's just time for a revolution to happen. It's time to put the end to the so-called churches, getting tax-free 503s from the Democrats elites right there, and hurting the black community. Most of them ain't doing shit for the poor. While this country continue to support Ukraine Nazis, over $120 billion went to them. It's going to be more than that by the Biden administration. Leave a comment on Blog Talk Radio, ladies and gentlemen, on your feelings about this, the inflation, and even about these interest rates. They continue to push these interest rates to 7%. While people losing jobs, black people are still mostly unemployed in America. And we taking a fucking hit big time. And suggesting to black people, stop fucking watching the corporate news of CNN, NBC, Fox, ABC, CBS, and start looking at independent media on YouTube. The Jimmy Dole's Revolutionary Blackouts, Black Power Media, shows like that. Even black media right there. Or African Diaspora also, channel on YouTube. It's just time to end the two-party system. Ladies and gentlemen, about to end the show also, and rest in power, Daily Hall of Famer, Iron Cheek, and we'll be back in 2 weeks for It Factor Radio.
At the count of three, I want y'all to tell me the name of my DJ. 1, 2, 3.
Yo, I gotta hear that one more time, man. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, boy, for all those that didn't understand, Terminator X.
You on the radio, how long you stay? education is taking you for a long ride. I make your brain split and do the ride into infinity is infinite. With your hand in your pockets, I know your money is spent. Like this, like that, butter for the fat.
You kill my dog, I'ma slay your cat.
Just like that, y'all. Can you handle it, son? I'm public enemy number one. Terminator.